بن مارتين ده 100 يعني سي بن 2934 تو تاخد رينج دي راح رينج ذا فال اوف نورثن مستر مارتين دي سمت تك جامون دي شو مايسايد بس كانسر ويز ليفر ديزيز ان ات بريزنتيشن هي جوت فال فوكس اوف اتن انترم بت كانسر ذا جود ريسبونس ويز ديكريز ان ذا ريكليز ان ريزولوشن اوف ذا ليفر ليجن اند بيرتونيل ديبوزيت هي واز سين بات اف هيوز اتش جي اتش اس سانت هاسپيتال ويز ليفر ابليشن اند اولسو بات اف ايكوال اي كيو بي ال اند هاد ا بيرمننت بيس ميكر بليسمنت بيندينج سيرجري فير دي جوت 5 فيوريشن ثيرابي which he completed in November. Subsequently, was evaluated at Shands Hospital. Multiple CAT scans, MRIs, ultrasounds were done. I got a call from Dr. Iqbal that the patient was discussed in the tumor board and they felt that he was not a surgical candidate. Patient had a CAT scan done on 1-9-13, which showed circumferential wall thickening involving the rectum consistent with rectal cancer with enlarging and necrotic left pelvic sidewall mass consistent with Mercer disease. Also, innumerable hepatocytes in the liver were noted, and low density lesion at the base of the prostate suggested perirectal extension of the tumor. There was bilateral and there was also inferior abdominal aortic aneurysm 3.7 cm and bibasilar subcentimeter nodules. Patient returns to a follow-up. He does have some pain in his back area, but there's no change in the intensity of the same. He still has the numbness and tingling, probably related to the previous oxalic pattern. By the physical valve and chart wave impression, metastatic rectal cancer with sarcos, Folfox, and Avastin, now with worsening disease with pelvic sidewall necrotic node. Failed 5-3 and radiation therapy. Number 2, depression. Number 3, sarcos permanent pacemaker. Number 4, sarcos recent port removal because of malfunction. Number 5, neuropathy plan discussed with Dr. Iqbal at length. As mentioned, our patient is not a surgical candidate. To be explained at length, 40 minutes face-to-face with patient and spouse about the fact that now we are talking about palliative chemotherapy and patient is not curative at this point. He has not had much response to radiation, and there's an enlarging node. We'll get a PET scan and get a KRAS mutation on his original biopsy, and he will need palliative chemotherapy after that. Hemoglobin today is 9.6. Anemia worker will be obtained as well, including answer is B12 and folate. As a file keep positive vigilance again, I took a 12.213.